Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 7. A high-speed chase on Highways 20 and 31 that ended in the parking lot of the Chase Bank at 21st Street late this morning started in Sturtevant as a burglary call. Sturtevant police were called to a home in the 9400 block of Chandler Avenue for a burglary in progress. After being contacted by police, the homeowner returned home and found the front door had been kicked in and saw a suspect running from the area on 94th Street. Officers in the area located the suspect, who jumped into a car and fled. The chase, which included Mount Pleasant police, ended when the suspect drove into oncoming traffic on Green Bay Road near 21st Street and struck a sign. The vehicle came to rest after jumping the curb. The suspect was taken into custody without further incident. Charges are pending. Carthage College plans to construct a new 43,000-square-foot residence hall that will house up to 126 students, while also setting aside two floors as common space. The $21.5 million project, approved by the school's Board of Trustees, will connect the existing Joseph Johnson and Madrigrano family residence halls. Groundbreaking could occur this summer, with the first occupants by 2018. The additional housing also aligns with the strategic plan at Carthage, calling for an enrollment increase from the current 2,600 traditional undergraduate students to 2,700 by 2019. With almost 70% of students living on campus, common space and cooking areas were identified in surveys as the top two priority with new facilities, according to a news release. This project will more than triple the square footage for common space in Madrigrano and Johnson Halls. Democratic state lawmakers, including Racine's Corey Mason, are once again pushing a proposal to allow the refinancing of student loans at lower interest rates. The bill would create a Wisconsin Student Loan Refinancing Authority to buy federal and private loans and refinance them at lower rates. As in the past, the measure may have trouble gaining traction in the Republican-led legislature. The state Senate has passed a bill that would allow people to possess CBD oil, a derivative of marijuana, without fear of prosecution. State Senator Van Wongard, whose district covers parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, said the bill, which amends Lydia's Law, is a culmination of 3 long years of work. The original bill allowed access to CBD oil under limited circumstances. However, according to Wongard, it proved ineffective in providing access to the oil, which has shown promise in treating seizure disorders, especially among children. A companion bill will be heard by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families next Wednesday. 2 City of Waukesha officials urged the Racine Common Council last night to further investigate the water diversion plan for that community before there's consideration in joining in a necessary and potentially high-cost legal challenge to the final decision. Waukesha Water Utility Manager Dan Dukenek used to work for Racine's utility and said it will be clean water returning to Lake Michigan via the Root River.
You should understand that discharging to a river or stream is the norm in this state. In fact, 94% of municipal wastewater plants discharge to rivers or streams instead of lakes. But they are doing so without the threat of legal action from downstream neighbors. It is premature at this point for a challenge because the permit to discharge hasn't been issued.
During the Racine Council meeting, a communication from the aldermen of the 11th and 15th districts to discuss supporting the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence City's initiative challenge to the Waukesha Water Diversion Plan was sent to Committee of the Whole. The Burlington Common Council met in Committee of the Whole to discuss whether the body should become at large, partially at large, or if no change should be made, partly the result of problems in recent years in finding qualified candidates for office. Administrator Karina Walters explained 3 options for legally changing to an at-large council, with staff gauging how to proceed. Alderman John Schultz supported half the districts being at large, which could help participation, as well as possible review of term lengths to 3 years.
It's pretty intimidating to go head-to-head with somebody for an election. I think if you have a model where all you have to do is be in the top 4 on the at-large side, I think maybe we'll encourage more people to come out and throw their hat in the ring and give it a shot. As much as I like everybody on the council, I think we have a really good group. It's not a good thing that I've been unopposed for 3 elections in a row.
Alderman John Ekus, who's retiring from the council after the spring election, said it should be all or nothing if a change is to be made. Mayor Jeannie Hefty, during the discussion, indicated she made a phone call and found a write-in candidate for the otherwise soon-to-be-vacant 1st District in the April election. Some kind of equipment failure just after 4 this morning led to more than 1,400 We Energies customers losing power in part of Northeast Racine County and Southeast Milwaukee County. The problem turned out to be two separate outages, which were cleared up and the power restored by about 7 o'clock. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.